Time now for Where's Art? The friendly voice that doesn't echo on the phone this morning is Annie Dugan. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Miss Lisa. So, have a great... it's okay. Everything's going to be okay. Because we have art.
Art is good. Art is good.
It's what makes us all okay.
Hey, let me take just a minute and talk and just mention something about art briefly. The Art of Arnie Vigneau and his program In the Spirit of Medicine. I was so moved by the power of his writing, which is why we got him on the show to begin with. And I sat in the studio while he recorded the program that we aired today, and I cried all the way through it. And he was really a good sport about going ahead, you know, and doing his production and performing the piece despite the sniffling in the background. And then I contacted his wife, Ivy, who photographed a photo to go with today's story. And on the one hand, it could be a snapshot. On the other hand, it made a connection, I thought, to the whole point of the story. And when I wrote her a little note this morning, I said, thank you for the art. And those things that make connections that our eyes and our brains figure out, but they don't necessarily go through words, are pretty gosh darn magical, I think. Annie?
Oh, I'm here.
I'm done.
I heard the whole thing.
Okay, I'm done.
And it's completely true. And Ivy is one of those artists and one of those photographers that I think she lives her life as she does her photography. So the connections that she makes in the real world are reflected then back in the photography. It's really phenomenal, and I think that it's a great example about how artists can, like you said, make those connections, but transpose that into a community as well, and the importance of having artists who we support in our own local community, because she has just done a stellar job of shining a light on some really amazing, beautiful people, and is so she is so sweet and humble about it. I mean, I think it was just 10 years ago. It was something crazy. She's just come into art, you know, fairly recently in her life. And so it's a great example, too, of people who can find a voice through the arts in a really special way. So,
and one more thing that I'll add, because I actually went out in public week before I left to go to an art thing, and I had the opportunity to meet Ellen Sandbeck, who I hadn't met in person before. And I guess I'd really encourage people, no matter how shy or introverted or early you need to go to work the next day, to once in a while get out and have this opportunity to meet and talk with the artists in our community. Because on the one hand, they're everyday people. They're not snobbish and weird and whatever. They're warm and accessible, and they're like everybody else that you know. But they've got an interesting take on things, and they're doing something really cool. And the opportunity to meet them and maybe listen to them talk about their work a little bit, it just makes the whole experience so much deeper. And when you live in a small town where you can meet people that way, where everybody is accessible to everybody else in that way, it's really something to take advantage of.
Well, and that brings me, so you have that opportunity coming up this Sunday. So a lot of times on your show, I just talk about art, and then you sometimes call my husband to talk about farming, or you talk to me about farming separately. Well, what's awesome about what's happening this Sunday is that my art world and my farming world are coming together, and art and agriculture. I mean, when we look at the word agriculture, culture is right there in it. Art and farming are naturally connected, and there's an opportunity this Sunday to meet two just incredibly phenomenal artists that are putting together an exhibition at the Free Range Film Barn, which is super close to the food farm. The food farm is having a open house from 2 to 5, and the Free Range Film Barn is having an art exhibition from 2 to 5. So you can come and get a tour of the farm and then go to the Free Range Film Barn where Kathy McTavish and Cecilia Ramon are basically putting together an installation using the barn and using the farmland around it. Cecilia Ramon is an artist. She's originally from Argentina. She has been traveling the world for the past few years, really trying to think about art in a more holistic way. She did a year study at Schumacher Institute to get her master's degree, and Schumacher Institute is this amazing program that really looks at, they use the term systems thinking, and it's looking at, you know, cycles and systems in all of our lives, and how we can think about things in those kinds of terms. So she's taking that learning and then establishing it at and around the barn. So, and she's one of those people, I mean, you talk about how you can connect with artists and really how that gets you thinking about things differently. And she is one of those people you talk with for, you know, 2 minutes and your mind is like just, you can almost see the things firing, right? It's a little sparkler going on off in your brain for how she is making these incredible connections. So she is, she's mowing a pattern of the thermohaline, which is an ocean current system. And it's this beautiful system that she's actually going to lead a walk with people around on. She'll have her drawings displayed under light boxes that look at water molecules and how these water molecules transverse and flow throughout our world. She's creating a giant sundial. And then what's really special about the barn is that we have a camera obscura. We have a whole room. Basically, a camera obscura is like a pinhole camera, but room size. So that camera obscura is going to reflect the sundial in it. So it's got all of these interesting layers of time and light. I mean, sort of the two basic ingredients of our life as well as our art is light and time. And Cecilia is playing with all of those ideas. So, and then paired with, what I love is that she's being paired with Kathy McTavish. And Kathy, a lot of folks know, has an installation in the Tweed Museum that's been up for a year. And she is taking over the basement of the Free Range Film Barn is sort of like, she's thinking about sort of this hive mind that we sort of have. And think about bees and what that on a farm, you know, these are sort of the pollinators. They're the people that are the beings, I should say, that are making you sort of making things work by cross-pollinating and sharing all this pollen, right? It's and so she's sort of thinking about this basement is this powerhouse center, and all these people sort of coming in and going out and cross-pollinating in a really interesting way. So 2 to 5, they'll be at 3 o'clock, I think, Cecilia is going to do a walk around the thermohaline. At 4 o'clock, we're going to Skype in folks from Italy to talk about sundials because there's this amazing culture of sundials over in Italy. That is Sunday at the Free Range Film Barn and the Food Farm. So there is your opportunity to talk with artists, engage.
So is this some kind of big production to just con people into eating vegetables?
Well, that's a good side. It's a side bonus.
Just checking. You know, it's like, let's be clear about what the agenda is here. Okay.
Right.
Although I have to confess, I had a tomato right out of the garden. I went out and picked it, and it was still warm when my cousin sliced it up and put it in a BLT. And
oh,
it was fairly fabulous.
That's the best.
Yeah. Truly
it.
Indeed. All
it.
Right. Well, hey, yep. We'll talk again next week, my dear. Good to hear your voice
Thank
again,
you.
Annie.
Thank you. Take care, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art?